Glory to God. So we're together. We're pulling. We're expecting. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Why don't you turn over to James 1:26? This has been the text that we've started from the last several weeks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Has anybody been more conscious of what comes out of your mouth lately?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's bringing us up to a different level. You say, well, I mean, if we ever think, well, I just can't go up any higher, we're wrong. Somewhere. No, we can always come up higher. James 1:26 says, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. So we've gone over this a few times, just recapping. If we think we're spiritual, we're super Christians, we really are far along. We know some stuff. But we don't bridle this. We let it do what it wants to do sometimes. We let some things come out of our mouth that we know we shouldn't. The Bible says our religion is useless. Now, I read this to you last week. I'll read it quick. That word translated useless means fruitless, empty. Don't just listen. You don't have to get all this. There's a lot. But just listen to these different connotations. Means fruitless, empty, frivolous, hollow. Now notice, he's talking about your beliefs, your religion. If you believe that you're spiritual, but you don't do something with your mouth, this is what he's saying about your religion. It's fruitless. It's empty. It's futile. Frivolous. Hollow. Unreal. Unproductive. Lacking substance. Trifling. Ineffectual. Void of results. There might be some answers here somewhere. If some of us aren't getting the results we think we ought to, maybe it's time to check on our mouth sometimes. Void of results, devoid of force. Doesn't have any real oomph. Why? Because we let all kinds of stuff come out over here. I speak left and right over here and say things I shouldn't, but then when I speak to the mountain, I expect it to move, because now I'm serious. But I didn't mean all that other stuff I just said. Blah, 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 tear people apart. Now, mountain, you move. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says if you believe in your heart what you say. See, if you're used to saying stuff you don't believe, this is a real problem in society. And it's really tempting to just join in. Oh, I know. I'm in the workplace. Been for a long time. I know. You're around people, it's so much easier to just join in and somebody says, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's so easy, is it not? So easy to do that. It's harder because it makes you feel uncomfortable if you don't just go with the flow. Well, I'd rather go. Now, I'm not saying you have to be weird about, so you don't have to throw things in people's face, but I'm just saying you can just be quiet. But even that sometimes is difficult on your flesh. I didn't say it can't be done. Your flesh just wants to join in because it doesn't want to look like, hey, I know what's going on. I know I'm there. You know, you're on a work crew. I know I want to say the things that everybody else says. I don't want to look different. So I want to act a certain way around here. But then when I'm away, now I'm spiritual. Now I'm going to say to the mountain, you go. But over here, I can't shut my mouth from saying the wrong thing. Bible says that's useless. The Bible says that's devoid of force. It's like diluting it. Over here, dilute, dilute, dilute. Now you go to, and it's just like a little water gun, you know. It's not the bazooka it should be. Just, you go to the devil and it's like, it doesn't matter how loud you shout. The devil, you can yell all you want. You can blah, 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 blah. The devil's, you know, he's watching it. Blah, 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 blah. This person, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I just can't believe this and blah, blah, blah. Now I get something in front of me. Now, devil, you. He's like laughing. What? You're talking to me? Ha. You don't have any authority. I mean, you have authority in Jesus. Don't get me wrong, but you're not capitalizing on it. You are diluting it. But you're putting, saying this and that. You're expecting, you won't get your mouth under authority. And now you expect some the devil to just go and to obey you, but you won't bridle your tongue. No, we need to know that when I say something, that's what I mean. I say what I mean what I say, and that's all I'm going to say. Amen. And if God said it, I'm going to say it. If He's said not, I'm not supposed to say it, I'm not saying it. If I don't mean it, well, I didn't really mean that. Yeah. People say it all the time, well, I said it, but I didn't mean it. We got to watch that. Sometimes sarcasm. Should I say that? Hallelujah. I'll just wait on that. But we have to watch what we say. If you find yourself a lot of times saying, I really didn't mean that, I really didn't mean that, the Bible has something to say about that. It says, don't deceive your neighbor and just say, I was only joking. I'm not talking about having fun, but we got to watch it because there's a line where you're saying something that's deceptive and then saying, I didn't mean that. That sounds a lot like the deceiver, not like God. Even if it's innocent, if we get into that where we, well, I just say, I don't mean it, then when do you mean it? We ought to say what we mean, right? And we can do it because the greater one's inside of us. So we talked some about that. I'm going to read the rest of these. Void of results, devoid of force, success, or utility, worthless. Hallelujah. Selah. Ephesians 4:29. That's where we left off. Let's go over there. We'll read it in the New King James, and then we'll read the Amplified on your sheet. Again, why would this make you sad today, what we're saying? The only way it would make you sad is if we're going to look at it and say, if it shows up something and we say, yeah, I've been doing that. The only way it would make us sad is if we're not going to change. If we think, I don't like to hear that because I don't plan on changing anything. If we've messed up, if we've seen something, this could be the best news because we see where something has been going wrong. We can say, oh, I see that. God just put the light on something. We can say, thank you, Lord. I'm not doing that anymore. Repent. Repent means to change direction. If I've been going this way, say, no, no more. I'm going this way. If you need to say, Lord, forgive me for yielding my tongue to that junk. I am sorry. Get it taken care of and then stand up. Conscious of nothing. Don't let the devil bring it back up. You say, I'm going forward now, and I'm changing some things, and things will be different. Why would you be sad unless you weren't planning on walking with God? Nope, the devil, he'll come and try to make you sad about stuff, but that's because he doesn't want you to change. He'll try to say, that's too hard. What is that? He's a liar. He doesn't want you to do what you need to do. So don't listen to that. Ephesians 4:29. It says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now look at your sheet in the Amplified. We got a little ways through this last week. And then we just went in and dealt with some stuff. And we never finished this part. And I encourage you, those messages are online. We can't cover everything we've covered, but that'll catch you up. Those are all available there to get you caught up with where we are now. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. Well, that's just too hard. So If that's the sentiment, what does the Word say? Are we going to agree with the Word? Or are we going to agree with how we feel? Or how maybe we, you know, what we would like to think? Did God give us something to do that's too hard? Is He unjust? So if we mess up, should we just go, oh, forget it, can't do it? Or should we just say, let me ask you a question. Did anybody in here ever learn to ride a bike? Yes. Did you get up the first time and just go right down the road and that was it? How many people that was your experience? Did anybody, let me see, how many people fell down at least once while you were learning to ride a bike? Well, spiritual things are just like natural things. Brother Hagin used to say, you know, you're learning to drive, you might drive up on the curb a few times. Why do people get hung up on that? Just because you mess up, just keep on going. Thank God for Jesus. If we mess up, we just ought to be quick to repent, quick to change, and say, I didn't mean that. That was stupid. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I'm going on. Boom. Right? But He said, this ought to be our goal. Worthless talk. Let no nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of our mouth. Because if we don't have that attitude, we'll tolerate it. If you say, well, that's just me, I just spout off, we're going back to what we said earlier, when are you serious? We shouldn't tolerate it. It's not that we're saying, I'm going to walk this out perfect from here to eternity. Maybe not, but we ought to know that that's what we're shooting for. Not, well, I just have a bad day, I might as well just let it rip today because I've already said a bunch of stuff, already might as well say the rest of it. I've already messed up. And that's exactly when you feel like saying it. Because you've already blown it. The only way you'll do that is if you've given in to condemnation, you're listening to the enemy. Because if you're listening to God, He's saying, get up back on the horse. It ain't over. Don't sit there and wallow. Jump back up and go on. And that's all we have to do. Just receive the cleansing of God and say, I'm back. Now. Not saying anything again. And if 2 minutes later or 10 seconds later, you're back down in the mud, jump right back up and say, I said, I'm not saying that, and go on. If we have that attitude, we will go on because God will help us. But if we say, I just can't, what's God going to do? Take your mouth and just close it for you? He won't do it. We are in control of our mouth. He won't make somebody get saved. How is He going to make your mouth change? No, He's a gentleman. If He'll let somebody to go to hell, and He won't force them to bow the knee with something that's as big as you can get, right? Well, He's not going to take your mouth and force you not to open it. If you want to open your mouth, He's going to let you do it. But He will be right there to help you. In that time when you just want to just let it rip and you say, I just can't help myself, you are God's lion, one of the two. I know what it feels like when you want to say, but right, just like it should be in slow motion in your mind. You're about to say, and it's just like, and your thoughts ought to be thinking, you don't have to, you don't have to, you don't have to. You know, you can think that like that. It doesn't have, the words don't have to go. You're saying, you don't have to say it, you don't have, and God will be prompting you. The Holy Spirit will be saying it. He'll be prompting you, and you have a choice, and you just say, and you just let her rip. You couldn't look back and say, couldn't help that. No, we could say, I have a choice. You could watch yourself doing it. I have a choice. I have a choice. I'm not going to say it. Amen. Glory to God.
That's good.
And if you're tempted to say something negative, bless God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go back here and I'm going to cool off. I don't have to tell anybody that, but I'm just going to cool off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's not a bad thing to let come out of your mouth. You need some time? No, I'm just wound up. Fine. Just say those words. You'd be aware of the presence of God. That He's, because He didn't leave. He's here. And you say, no, God, glory to God. Thank You for Your strength. Thank You, Lord. I'm going to yield my mouth to You. I'm going to say what you told me to say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He's good. So we don't tolerate it. Amen. I said, we don't tolerate it. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He said, nor evil word. We haven't got as far as we did last time, but we'll keep going. Nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. And that's where we talked a whole bunch last time. What we say ought to bring the environment and the atmosphere up. It ought to help the people around us, especially the Christians that you're around. You want to bring the level up. We want to encourage one another, not lower it, not bring it down. Amen? He said, only such speech as is good and beneficial. We ought to have a filter that when it's about to come out of our mouth, we're saying, we ought to have a meter. Bad, good. And if it's slanting towards bad, gets filtered out. You know, like your junk mail and email. That's a bad, I don't like that. It's going to the junk mail folder. But if it's good, I can let it come out. Just running in the background. And our filter will speed up over time. At the beginning, stuff might get through the filter before our filter's trying to catch up and we already said it. I already said it. But we can say after the fact, you know what? That was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Forgive me. Can we do that? Forgive me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said. Even if you're around people at work and you say something, you know you shouldn't have said it. Just correct yourself. Well, you know, you say something, you use some word that you shouldn't use. Replace it with some word you should use. Oh, excuse me. They don't have to know. You don't have to make a big deal about it. We can correct ourselves. But if we'll do that, we'll find ourselves getting tighter and tighter to where before it comes out, we're filtering it and we won't let it out. Only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace. You know, you talk about a gracious person. Somebody that just gracious, they're full of grace to be around. Don't have to walk on eggshells. Might be a person of power, influence, or notoriety, but they're just gracious. That means they're not stuffy. They're nice. They're kind. That's what we want to be. Notice that as is fitting to the need and to the occasion. You say the right thing at the right time. All of, that's a good thing to say. I say the right thing at the right time. Let's say that. Let's practice it once. Say, I say the right thing at the right time. I'm in the right place at the right time. Don't say after you say something, I always say the wrong thing. You just reinforce the wrong thing. Don't identify with the fact that you just let the wrong thing fly. That was an exception. That's not where I'm going. That's why it's so important you don't tolerate it. You say, no, this is my standard. Or this is my standard over here. This was an exception. That shouldn't happen. I'm sorry about that. This is my standard. Don't identify with saying the wrong thing. You might have said the wrong thing. You might have said the wrong thing the last four times. You get back up and your confession is, I say the right thing. All the time. All the time I say the right thing. When I talk, it's grace coming out. I say the right thing. I know what to say in every situation. Don't say, I never know what to say. Say, I know what to say. I know how to talk to people. I know what to say in situations. That it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor to those who hear it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden Him, by whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own, secured for the day of redemption, of final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Verse 31, let all bitterness and indignation, wrath, passion, rage, bad temper, and resentment, anger, animosity, and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, evil speaking, abusive, or blasphemous language, be banished from you. With all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. That's the punchline right there. If we're so aware, because that's a lot, right? People could say, and if you're just thinking naturally, this is me, and like this is self-help, and this is the way you ought to behave. See, right here. Now do it. How are you going to do that? Your natural man doesn't want to do that. This is against humanity. But if we realize that we're not natural, that we have the Spirit of the living God inside of us, and He is there to help us, and if He gave me this instruction, He is well able to perform it in me. And Christ forgave me. If we're so conscious of the fact of what Jesus did. Oh, Jesus, I'm so thankful that you forgave me. Oh, and you cleansed me. I'm so thankful. Now, when I'm dealing with my fellow person, and I'm so conscious of what Jesus did, that I'm not going to be so quick to tear into them. Because I can say, God, you are so good. You are so good. You are so good, and I'm just going to spread your goodness. When I go around, just letting your love flow through me. I'm going to say good things. I like what it says here. Become useful and helpful and kind. You want to be the, I want to be the person that's helpful in a situation and kind and, you know, full of the Holy Spirit. Ready to believe Him and ready to yield. Not losing it and becoming undone. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And going off on everybody. That's yielding to the enemy. No, we have the Holy Spirit of God. If we just get, we've been talking about that on Wednesday some. If we just get that. Just, I know a lot of us have heard it. I'm not talking about hearing it. I'm talking about walking in it and being conscious of it. That when I'm speaking to somebody, I'm conscious of the fact that the Holy Spirit, the Almighty, the one that created this world, is in me. And when I'm talking to you, I'm representing Him. And He will enable me to be gracious to you. And when I'm speaking to you, I'm yielding to Him. As Christians, we ought to just be His hands, His feet, His mouth here on the earth. We're a representation of Him. And so when we speak, it's just yielding to our heart, just yielding to the Spirit of God, just showing light to Him. Just we ought to just reflect Him because He's love. And so when people see us, they ought to just see some of Him. They just ought to see Him. They'd be like, drawn to that. Because what? It's not you. It's the Spirit of God. He said, become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely. That's the Spirit of God. Does He do that with us? Yes, He does. Yes, He does. He is so tender-hearted and so kind-hearted and so merciful. And so we ought to be just like our daddy. But the way to be like Him is to realize that God forgave us, that He did it. And if we're conscious of what Jesus has done, if we're conscious that He's in us, that He's for us, we'll be conscious to let that love flow. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Let's just go over to 1 John. I think we'll look there a little bit. First John 2. Thank you, Lord. First John 2, verse 26. It says, "These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you." Now notice he's saying this in context. Go back up to 24. "Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father." Actually, he goes even higher. I don't want to get into this. But read this in context. Just go up to verse 18. "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. And if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." You know, you can identify when this is going on. Verse 21, "I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you." He's talking about people trying to deceive them. And so he says in that, "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you." You don't need somebody to stay by and say, "Now this one's a deceiver, this one's wrong, this one's some..." He's saying, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. You can identify, you don't need somebody. The Spirit of God lives in you. "You do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him." Glory to God. Don't you believe that anointing will teach you how to bridle your mouth, bridle your tongue? That anointing is inside us. That anointing is the Holy Spirit of God. Now skip down to chapter 4. Let's go to 1, verse 1. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." He's saying that the Spirit of God in you is greater than any other spirit in the world, those that would deceive, those that are antichrist, the Spirit of the living God is greater. And that's who we are to yield to. That's right. The Spirit of God. With our tongue, we yield to that. We got into last week. We're not going to get, I was going to go some more this week, but I think we're not going to get there today. Now, who we yield ourselves to, we talked about it some last week. We can yield ourselves to the enemy. We can yield ourselves to God. We have the greater one inside of us. He is greater, and He is who we're supposed to yield our tongue to. Always when we have words, say, is that word coming? We want to say something. Is that yielding to the Holy Ghost? Or is that yielding to something else? Am I yielding to the Spirit of God? Am I yielding just to my flesh? Or am I yielding to something else, some other spirit that just saying, inspiring me to say stuff that I shouldn't say? No, we can always, as children of God, we have the greater one inside of us. We can yield to the greater one. Right. Let the greater one flow through. Let Jesus shine through. Let the love of God be a blessing to those around us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God.